Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's right. You may dance your ass off to the opening music of Free Talk Live with a live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is moi, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining moi,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki Sunshine.
I like how you guys sort of changed up your cadence a little because I changed it. I was going with the French theme because of Jean-Luc Mélenchon and the bit about him allegedly hanging himself while no cameras were watching a la in the key of Epstein.
His muse, his inspiration.
And don't forget, if you are watching Free Talk Live, I do have a...
over at video.freetalklive.com.
There is a... I have on my phone a picture
breaking
of the
news.
Suspected prison guard who was on guard or on duty at the time of the hanging. If we can...
That is a very suspicious-looking...
There you go. If you're watching on Free Talk Live video feed, there...
It'll be that.
Officer.
One. See that one.
Clint yep, Killery.
Clint Killery.
Clint T. Killery. Yeah, so keep a watch out if you see that person. Let the French authorities know.
But if you're just listening, if you're in the radio audience, it would be someone who looks like Hillary Clinton with a mustache and glasses.
Speaking of video.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube. And it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could literally be taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed to keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com.
The Royal Canadian Mounted YouTube. That's what it is.
Yeah, every time that phrase, the Royal Canadian Mounted, right? Like, it just
it sounds dirty.
It does, yeah.
The like, vegetables.
Like shouldn't it at least say the Royal Canadian Mounting? They want to be the
mounted. No, they're mounted.
They want to be not the mountee, but the mounter, right?
You would want to be a mountee.
You would think they would at a minimum.
Horse, yeah.
Yeah, because it sounds like they're doing the deed with their horses.
Right? Don't be the mountee.
They're royal, they're Canadian, and they're mounted, right? Like, I'm sorry. I digress.
Wow.
I have this article from Bitcoin that I wanted to talk about today because... I know you, Steve Classic, you were wanting to touch on how cryptocurrency... Oh, Bitcoin socks? Nice,
yeah!
Bitcoin socks. Dude, that's awesome. Are you on both feet?
On both feet, yeah.
Oh, the matching.
Amazing.
Wow.
Now, is one black with red circles, the other, or with yellow circles, the other one yellow with black circles?
Nope, they're both the same, but I do have to confess, I stole these socks from Matt. So
you didn't really steal them because if he was serious about socks, he'd have Monero socks.
He does have Monero socks.
See?
That I also accidentally put in my sock drawer.
Now, if you stole those, I could see him getting mad.
He might.
He won't be mad about
just
the Bitcoin
don't
socks.
Don't tell him, please.
Okay, nobody tell Matt that Nikki stole his socks. Bitcoin had a hand in the Ottawa Canadian truckers bit, or a foot.
Are those Bitcoin sunglasses, too?
Bitcoin is a foot.
Oh, yeah. These are my Sunday Bitcoin socks, my fancy foot. Socks, you know?
So the, they are fancy. The Sundays, you're wearing your
Sunday
best.
Socks. My Sunday best, yeah.
Sunday best.
My holy socks.
This holiest of days.
Bless.
The Canadian truckers, they had like a GoFundMe, something along those lines.
Yes, and then that money was stolen by GoFundMe, and they were going to distribute it to someone else.
Yeah, somehow that got...
That blew up.
That blew up, and so the money... And so then Tally.io set
Tally-o.
Up... Yes, Tally.io set up... Or was had some part in setting up a cryptocurrency type of funding campaign for these truckers, and you had some comments about.
Well, I was going to say everyone is telling me, well, you see, the government is cracking down on crypto, and they're going to freeze your crypto. So I said, well, maybe if it's on an exchange and not in your cold wallet, but you brought up an interesting point by saying that it's not actually frozen.
True. Yeah, we discussed this a little bit last night on the episode. If you missed it, you can listen to it over at freetalklive.com over in the archives section. What they've done is they've identified certain Bitcoin or cryptocurrency addresses, and they've gone to the exchanges or financial institutions and said, don't conduct any transactions to these specific addresses. So they've frozen nothing. Right, they've only asked for these institutions to not conduct any transactions. Those addresses can still conduct transactions with anybody who voluntarily chooses to.
Couldn't you set up a second wallet and send the Bitcoin to the second wallet, and then that address is free?
Wow, it's like you're...
How tough is that to figure out? I don't know.
Well, so what is... The reason we're talking about this is because... Governments do not understand this still.
Right.
To this day. You, sitting here, Steve Classic, you're like, well, can you just,
do that?
Yep. You sure could. And this is by design.
Boy, I get messages all the time from all the, you know, friends who are like, well, you're crazy, this crypto thing, the government's going to crack, it's going to become... This. And you try to explain it, and it's just... So the media really puts out a good...
Oh, yeah.
You know...
Just wait.
They just... Love putting that stuff out.
The nerds will lead the way.
Yeah, only the richest people in the world are buying Bitcoin.
Not true.
Well, that's what they don't want you to know.
Yeah. Well, because you need to be able to afford an entire Bitcoin to buy a Bitcoin, you know?
That's what people think.
Also false.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's...
Very common misconception. Like, oh, I can't afford a Bitcoin.
It's kind of sad that that's a... I don't want to be mean,
but... $100
but
this
is it, like, that hard to figure out that you... I mean, I don't know.
This is how, I don't want to say small-minded, but I mean, it's the words that pop into my head. Like, how unable people are to imagine something that you can buy a fraction of.
So, and this is kind of what I was trying to allude to, people aren't very smart.
Thank you, public education.
Because your brain needs fat.
Too many vegans. Oh, wait.
It's the dang vegans.
It is. I mean,
Also, this swerves into people wanting to take money out of the bank.
Right, the bank runs. Right?
So you know, so the term bank run is, you know, that only happened during the stock market crash,
or when bankers eat too many beans. You get the bank runs.
But what's the Christmas movie where the guy's like, well, we don't have your money. It's in this guy's house, and it's we lent it out to the. So the money isn't really there.
Right.
It's all fractional reserve, lending and debt. So when you want your money, you can't get your money.
Right. I can't remember the video that I saw. I was talking about it, I think, in the breaks yesterday. One of the things that sort of turned me towards economic, libertarian economics, if you will, the Austrian economics school, was this video I saw on fractional reserve banking, where it talked about how money is created out of thin air just by the act of banks lending. They used to only need 10% in reserves to loan out, you know. So if they were going to loan $100,000, they only needed like
$10,000
or something in reserve. Now the Federal Reserve, they said, no, there's no reserve. Just lend away.
There's no reserve.
No more reserve requirement. Just make more money at will. Lend it out as you see fit. It'll all be fine. There won't be any inflation. It'll be transitory.
Bank runs, forget it.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about the separation of money.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What is that? Don't stop bereaving?
Don't stop bereaving.
Or you can sing, hold on to that funeral feeling. Streetlights, people,
something like that.
Isn't that, what's that? It's Yearny, right? It's a soft J?
Right.
Yearny.
Like the Wall Street Journal?
That's right, yes. Absolutely.
The Atlanta Journal.
This is Free Talk Live.
Are we talking about what we were talking about during the break?
Oh, we were too, weren't we? Sorry, listeners, that's some inside stuff. We should probably make sure that we don't talk about break stuff during not break time. But sometimes it's fun.
It's funny.
If you're wondering what you're listening to, this is Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk program where you talk about whatever's on your mind or whatever we're talking about or change the subject or keep it up, whatever you want to do. It's Free Talk Live.
It's caller-driven show. No, it's not.
The telephone number
it
is...
It could be
if you call in. Change the subject, please.
The telephone number, if we decide to give it to you, for you to call into, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. ForkFest 2022.
Woo!
I know it's mid-February, but like... Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, happens the week before this, and it's sold out. So, at least as far as the campsite on it, you can still get a ticket and come in the day, get some lodging outside of Rogers Campground if you want to come. That's still available.
Or don't sleep.
Yeah, you could be done too. Freedom-minded people will stay up for days sometimes.
Yeah.
But you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021 and looks to also sell out this year. ForkFest takes place the week after, but it's decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest Forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there, forkfest.party. Are you guys going?
Heck yeah, I am.
It's a hard fork.
It's yes.
Off of the pork.
It is, yeah. I call it pork and fork now.
Oh. Pork and fork.
Because it just sounds delicious.
Pork and fork.
And if you don't sleep for 2 weeks, I mean, you start hallucinating.
You know, hey, I've...
I definitely sleep at ForkFest and ForkFest.
Look, as
I'm not that kind of a party animal.
As a musician who used to play shows and all that kind of stuff for like 20 years on the West Coast, I spent 2 weeks doing far, you know, like probably worse things. than being at Pork and Fork, which is a great time, by the way. Come party with the captain. Come party with us. You'll have fun. I do want to talk about the separation of money and state. However, Nikki, I've been sitting on this article for you specifically for weeks now. And just because you're here, I want to bring it up. It's from Reason.com. The headline is Leave Goat Yoga Alone.
Wow.
With an exclamation mark. We can't even do the things we want on our own property that aren't even hurting anyone, is the subheading. Zoning aims to cram all human activity into neat little boxes, residential, commercial, agricultural. The system does not easily accommodate new line-blurring ideas and practices, as Jordan Stevens learned when planning officials told her she was not allowed to host goat yoga classes on her farm in rural Hamilton County, Indiana.
You know what would fix this? Abolishing the government?
Definitely, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Since 2018, Stevens and her partner had been running goat yoga classes, where people strike traditional yoga poses while goats clamber on and around them out of a local counseling center. When the pandemic shut down the counseling center, Stevens shifted the operation to her farm. Happy Goat Lucky Acres.
Oh,
happy goat lucky.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cute.
It's taken a long time to come up with that one.
The move allowed her to hold classes in a safer outdoor environment while eliminating the need to hug her Nigerian dwarf goats back and forth. Lug, not hug, sorry. It was the only full-time goat yoga business in the state, and it was a good arrangement for Stevens goats as well as her customers. They thrive on human interaction, she says. On the farm, we have a separate pen that we do the classes in, and they run straight into that. So apparently goats dig human interaction.
Oh, they do. I used to work on a farm. Yeah. It was a petting zoo, and they love little kids. Like, they just... They were so happy. They love to be played with. It. Like, they're just like little people, except they're furry and they aren't people at all.
And you do some yoga instruction. You have classes that you give and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Would you consider doing goat yoga with other yoga practitioners?
Yeah. Oh, I think that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Just don't tell the city.
I love... Yeah,
like, well, I've never. I don't
tell them anything, anyways.
I don't have any yoga experience, so like I don't know what happens in how yoga good. But like, my first question would be: is it safe to like do yoga with a bunch of goats in the room? Or
yeah, if they're little goats. I mean, because the thing is, goats love to climb all over stuff, so they love. You know, where I used to work, they had like little like jungle gyms, like play areas for little kids, but goats would play on them, so they love to climb on stuff, and you know, so.
Well, the article continues, this is a win-win for humans and goats, but it didn't sit well with Hamilton County officials. Yeah, the local planning department wasn't kidding around in July 2021 when it sent Stevens an email, a very sternly worded letter, an email informing her that her goat yoga was not allowed on her own agricultural land. While her property zoning allowed her to raise goats and sell goat products, goat yoga... was out of the question. If Stevens wanted to operate her business legally, she would have to apply for a zoning variance.
Wow, call the SWAT team, huh?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
The news was a blow for Stevens. Running her business from her farm was more cost-effective and convenient, especially because she has multiple sclerosis, which makes it difficult to work outside of her home. But with few other options, Stevens tried to jump through the county's hoops. It cost about $1,000 in fees, plus some $4,000 in revenue lost because she had to pause her business for 2 months while trying to figure this out and figure out how to jump through the hoops, raise the money, etc. and so on.
Do not comply.
It was all for naught. In September, the county's Board of Zoning Appeals rejected Stevens' application for a variance.
I just don't understand the harm in what she's doing.
Why do officials even care?
Why do they care?
Why are they called officials?
Yeah. Unofficials.
Unofficial?
Yeah.
Official what?
Why do governors have mansions?
Why do birds...
Why do they exist?
Yeah. Even better question. Fortunately, Stevens was able to finish out the rest of her season, which runs from May through October, at the fairgrounds in neighboring Tipton County, but the added expense and hassle of moving the classes off the farm left her wondering whether she will continue offering goat yoga classes at all. It sucks, Stephen says. They take so much money from people who are already taxpayers, and then we can't even do the things we want to on our own property.
It's a free country, right?
Not anymore.
Especially when they're not even hurting anyone. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Russia-Ukraine crisis remains front and center of mind for the U.S. and its allies.
While attending the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris said they've seen Russia do this type of thing before. She said this to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The United States takes seriously the importance of the integrity and the territorial integrity of Ukraine and your sovereignty. And the United States stands with Ukraine.
She also said there would be a swift and united response if an invasion does take place. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For the first time since the pandemic began, Australia will reopen its borders to international visitors on Monday. Its citizens and residents have been allowed to travel in and out of the country. This is USA Radio News. A rodent infestation at a regional warehouse for Family Dollar has prompted the discount store chain to recall a wide range of products, including food and cosmetics. The products were sold between January 2021 and February of this year in stores across six states. Those states are Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Concerns about the infestation has led to the closure of the warehouse located in West Memphis, Arkansas, and more than 400 stores. A Realtor.com analysis across the 50 largest metro areas of properties with two or more bedrooms rose more than 19% between December 2020 and December 2021. Miami saw the biggest jump with a median rent of $2,850 a month. That's nearly 50% higher than the previous year. For news anytime, log on to usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
So, before I talk about the separation of money and state, I want to say thank you to The Free Man, who is a Silver Amps contributor over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's part of our Patreon campaign. AMPS stands for Advertise, Marketing, Promote, and Support. And what it does is it helps us get this radio show onto more radio stations nationwide. We're on about 190 radio stations. We could be on 200. We could be on 300. It's all up to you. Please visit amps.freetalklive.com and consider contributing to help us get the message of freedom, the perspectives of freedom-loving people. If you like this show, if you like the host, if you like the content, please consider contributing over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, The Freeman. We appreciate your contribution. All right, we've got some calls on hold, and we're going to get to those in just a minute. But from BitcoinMagazine.com, Bitcoin, the inevitable path toward global adoption of the next world reserve currency. A changing of the guard is standard for fiat currencies, but Bitcoin is set to supplant them all.
Hmm.
the last 700 years are any indication, reserve currencies have a shelf life of roughly 100 years. The U.S. dollar, also known as USD, officially became the world's reserve currency 77 years ago in the Bretton Woods events, 1944.
Right here in the Shire.
Arguably, USD was the reserve as far back as the late 1920s. From a historical timeline perspective, the USD is in the twilight of its reserve status. Couple that with the fact that the United States is also expanding the money supply exponentially, devaluing the purchasing power of the existing supply of the USD in the process, and to put it politely, the growth rate is unsustainable. Mathematically impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah. For the record, the U.S. Federal Reserve is not operating in isolation. Most major central banks across the globe are following this trend. Examples include the European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, and the People's Bank of China, to name a few. Frankly, the majority of major central banks are racing one another to see who can debase their currencies the quickest. Stanley Druckenmiller, who is considered a legendary investor in part due to his study of history and macroeconomics, thinks the USD will lose reserve currency status within 15 years. So if the USD has a shelf life, I'm sorry.
I was saying that's kind of generous.
I've been hearing about the collapse of the dollar and how it's mathematically not possible, which is true. For quite some time, the Federal Reserve is very tricky in its methods of kicking the can down the road and inflating the supply. And we are now seeing historical inflation on prices. I don't know if you've noticed what you bought at the store is expensive, way more expensive than pre-COVID. That's because somewhere between 50 and as much as 80% of the money supply was created in the last 5 years.
Well, yeah, where do we think all those free COVID payments came from?
Right.
Free money, woohoo!
Oh. Well, they got to get it back by taxing us. Or you tax it with inflation.
And we can talk more about this, but we have calls to get to. So let's go to Deanne calling from Acworth. Deanne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, I was hoping to bring this subject up, but now it fits perfectly in with what you were talking about with this lady in Indiana wanting to do the goat stuff.
Okay.
It's something that I'm only newly learning about, but I'm wondering if you guys have heard about something called private member associations.
Well, it's not like a new concept. Private member associations have been around for some time, but go ahead.
Right. Well, I don't know that much about it yet. I'm researching it and looking into it, but from what I understand, it frees you up as far as a lot of things. And she could tell these people that this is a private, private property, and she only serves her members, and it's none of their business, and get off her property.
You may well have a solution for her there in that respect. There were, when the smoking bans started coming around, and everybody was, all the states individually were like, oh, we're going to ban smoking. Some places got around that by doing exactly what you're talking about. They're like, okay, well, I'm a private club now, and if you're a member, you can bring in a guest or guests as long as you sign our little, whatever. They made some, way for them to bring guests. And so they became a private member association. And then whoever they let in could both smoke and drink at the same time.
I wonder if that would work in regards to the woman's issue with the goat yoga because it was a zoning issue. So normally it's like, okay, this can be agricultural land, residential land, or whatever.
Commercial
land. So I wonder if that would be a way for her, because since it was a zoning issue.
Well, one way around, if you have house concerts, the band doesn't, you can't sell tickets to the band. The band gets a donation. So that's one way around having concerts in a house or a private club.
Oh, so if she accepted donations
instead of charging for... Right.
Yeah, the suggested donation is
$20.
$20,
per
yeah.
Yeah.
So
what do you think,
Deanne?
Donation.
Well, the one thing, the man that I heard interviewed about it, he started a grocery store. This is in California, so, probably high government intrusions into stuff. But he said that he can tell people that come around to, check his refrigeration to make sure that it's up to par. He can tell them, get out. This is not your business. It's private. And apparently it's working. They've been doing it for a while. And they, I think he said they own like 10 businesses. So they're, you know, really implementing it. And he's hoping to get huge numbers of these set up. And he has a website that people can go on, which is what I was on tonight. And he is trying to help people do it and get it set up.
Do you want to tell us what the website is? It's fine.
Sure. It's, the PMA team. Club.
T as in Texas, TMA?
P as in private
right.
Member. Yeah. Yeah. The PMA team.club.
Okay. I'm a fan of this kind of a thing, particularly if it circumvents, you know, the statist paradigm.
Well, I don't exactly want to say on the radio what all he said it circumvents, but
sure.
It sounds really good to me.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I wish that these techniques would be deployed more, although it is sad that people can't just do whatever they want on their own property without having to, you know, create some sort of, you know, pathway through the maze of BS that's thwarted upon us by the state.
I kind
of
like that stuff. You know, you start using code language and it's a private club and you got to pick up the phone and say, I need to have my shoes fixed, and they let you in and, you know, stuff like that. It's kind of cool. And it just basically throws the goons right off. You know, it's like I know in California, they couldn't sell raw milk, so they had to sell it as pet food. And they could sell it as pet. So you just go to get your pet food.
Yeah. Anything else, Deanne?
I will just mention the one thing that I'm wondering if it will circumvent, which I'm going to find out. I just sent an email to this guy tonight. So we have had bullying neighbors for years, like 15 years, and they just made a false fraudulent accusation to the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services saying that I had violated something or other, which is completely fraudulent. He said I put culverts in the brook and built a road, neither of which I've done. So I'm being investigated or whatever, but I'm wondering if I'll be able to kick them off my property too.
Well, good luck with that, and give us a call back. Let us know how that turns out, and thanks for the call, Deanne. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. We'll talk more about the separation of money and state and your calls.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Come on and listen to Free Talk Live. It's the final segment. We've got some calls to get to. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And without further ado, let's go to Major Payne, calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, between you guys jawboning and your collars, you keep adding more things to my hit list. I heard a ditty about a restaurateur in New York back during the middle of the pandemic, and how he got through this whole thing and didn't get shut down was he had a sign-in list at the door, and you'd throw in $1 for your joining fee, and yeah, it was a club. Then you come in and get your cheeseburger for $4.50, and you know, I don't know if he knocked $1 off the plate or whatever, but it was working for him.
Yeah, I had a similar thing. Some friends would, they put up this, I'm going to call it a makeshift bar. And the deal was that you had to bring a donation to the bar. Six-pack, 12-pack, bottle of booze, whatever. You had to be over 21, and when you showed up, you had to sign this little book. And your donation was, you know, your membership fee. And your signature in the little book for that day was you know, you acknowledging you're a member. There were some rules listed there, and it says, you know, by signing the book, you acknowledge these rules for the club, et cetera, and so on. And they were able to do that, and then they would also take donations because they made it well known that the reason they were throwing these parties and having people over and, you know, having this donation-based bar was because they were trying to purchase a bar themselves and own it as their business. And they accomplished it by doing this very thing, and it was pretty unique.
That's cool.
Sorry. Continue, man.
All right. Another little quick news duty I heard this morning, things they're going to try to bury. In Homestead, I don't know if it's Homestead City or Homestead County, Florida, today, a prisoner was killed during transport from one facility to another, and 10 cops were either fired or suspended, and 3 cops resigned. So there's some dirty doings down in Alligator Alley there.
Okay,
Florida man.
No, I'm from the Mitten.
No, not you. The
wrong peninsula. Wrong peninsula.
All right, go on.
Anyway, you guys, you remember when River Dave called in and told us that fable the other couple weeks ago, Tim?
Yes.
you need to, I mean, this guy is a wealth of knowledge. You guys should really see if you can't make him a guest of honor at the Quill Pig Fest here, yeah. Porcupine Fest. You know what I mean?
We'll see what we can do. He is a legend, but he's also a very reclusive person. So,
well, that was my other statement, was he might not want to, so just go up and at least do an interview with him. Glean something. I mean, you can't. There's too much gold in that well to just let it go.
Yeah, I hear you. Anything else tonight, Major?
Yeah, well, I called in last night, and you guys, Aaron fat-fingered me, and Sarah got on, and I never got to finish my carbon curing story about making your liquor drinkable.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about putting the barrel inside the bottle.
Yeah, you put the barrel back in the bottle. But it's pretty simple. All you really need is a good quality wood. Oak works real well. But after you smothered, you know, your fire burning, and you smother your coals, and you got a nugget.
Yep.
Well, if it's nice and hard, it'll work. If it's soft, you get too much flake and shale, and it's an unpleasant drink. You got to filter it and yada, yada, yada. But this stuff works so good, I can drop a nugget in a shot glass of green liquor, and in less than 5 minutes, I can taste the difference.
So it's...
I'll get a full cure in 3 days.
So it's bad if it's soft, good if it's hard, and that's the qualities of wood that you seek. Thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate you.
It ties back into the vegetables.
It comes back to the vegetables.
It comes back to the vegetables.
We had David in New Mexico trying to call, but he's gone now for some reason. David, if you're listening, give us a call. Otherwise, we could talk more about this separation of money and state. Concerning Bitcoin, retail institutions, governments, pension funds, REITs, whatever that is.
REITs.
And, oh, yeah, thank you.
Real estate investment trusts.
And banks are all accumulating Bitcoin. The diversity accumulation produces game theory adoption accumulation, which is occurring far quicker than most would have predicted. And this is why we see the rise in the cost of cryptocurrency, right, and the boom, if you will, of all of the industries surrounding that. And so, of course, that makes this, you know, the separation of money and state is literally what Bitcoin achieves. Literally. The cryptocurrencies in general. So, David in New Mexico, are you there?
I am.
All right.
No thanks to you.
I did nothing. Your call disappeared from my phone, so you either got bad signal or you hit a button with your cheek or something. But you're on live right now. What's on your mind?
Billy the Kid.
Is that a goat joke?
I don't know. But Billy the Kid. So we were talking about Billy the Kid like years ago, and you got a connection to Billy the Kid, and we need to discuss your connection to Billy the Kid because we got some problems there.
Okay, so I met I met a guy named Dan Garrett, who claimed he was Pat Garrett's great grandson, and Pat Garrett is supposedly Billy the Kid's, you know, arch enemy, because they were friends, and then, of course, he was contracted to go find and history claims shot Billy the Kid. So this guy, Dan Garrett, claiming to be a great, you know, descendant of Pat Garrett, would go around putting on Old West shows. And he could do things with a leather bullwhip, like take a cigarette out of your mouth without touching your face.
Wow.
Standing at quite a distance away from you. And I also got to shoot his .44 Magnum. That's the first time I ever shot a .44. It about took my arm off. So anyway, this guy also claimed he was former 70s pop artist Leif Garrett's dad and had lost at least one ranch as a result of his son's drug abuse. So go ahead, David.
This guy's name was Garrett. Sounds like somebody in New Mexico been lying to you, but that don't make sense because nobody in New Mexico ever lies. But Leif Garrett was born Leif Per Nervik, the son of Rick Nervik, which I believe is probably a Swedish dude. So,
okay.
So there's some sort of controversy here about, I think, Mr. Garrett, the Wild West actor, filled you with the line of something we can't say on the radio.
Hey, it is New Mexico, man, and, you know, it's a land of entrapment, so be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had no documentation supporting his claim of being a parent to Leif Garrett. He did have documentation supporting his claim to be related to, you know, the great you know, descendant of Pat Garrett. Now, I realize that, like, this kind of stuff can be fabricated, and this is all pre-internet times as well, so it could just very well have been part of his Old West persona that he was putting on to sell tickets to his show and make his living.
That is most likely the case, especially since he's a Mexican and he's a liar.
Well, I don't know if he was New Mexican specifically. Like,
he's lying about that too, see?
Well, he never claimed to be New Mexican to my recollection, so.
Oh, okay. The plot thickens.
Yes. Anything else today, David?
No, I just wanted to straighten that out because there was a glaring error in the story because Leif Garrett was not born Leif Garrett, and so I needed to straighten that out.
Well, okay, so how did he get the name Garrett then?
Well, he was born in Hollywood, for one thing, so that probably had something to do with it. Probably had some agent that said, hey, you know, Leif Per Nervik.
So you don't know, and because you don't know, you could be lying right now.
I'm always lying, dude. You just don't know whether I'm lying right now or not. So... That's the problem.
That is the problem. Hey, thanks for the call, David. We appreciate you.
Plot twist.
Plot twist. David in New Mexico.
It's like Arnold Tom. Hey, you got to change your name to Tom Arnold. That works.
I mean, it's not uncommon for Hollywood types to, you know, change their name from something to something to make it easier. Or
Karen Johnson.
Less
Norma Jean.
Less
Norma
difficult Jean. To pronounce if you get some, you know, weird, unpronounceable name. It's not uncommon for those things to happen.
But Karen Johnson changed her name to a crazy name. Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi's Karen Johnson?
Karen Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not know this.
That's such a flat name, Karen Johnson.
Yeah. You know.
She should go back. She should change her name back to that.
She's a Karen for sure.
I could see people, you know, if your name's like Bob Smith, right? Bob, very common name. Smith, very common name. Like, do you really want to be one of the most common names on planet Earth? You know,
I used to work with a guy, his name was Mike Smith, and he would run into people. Oh, you're Mike. And he had business cards, so many Mike Smiths. It was incredible.
I'm Mike Smith.
Yeah, here's my card. He had like a stack of cards of all these Mike Smiths in all different places all over the country.
A good friend of mine passed away recently. His name was Dan Kirk, and I keep running into people or seeing the name Dan Kirk because it's common.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're out of time for this week's edition of the Sunday version of Free Talk Live. If you missed any of the show, find us at freetalklive.com. Thanks for tuning in and listening, everybody. Peace.
Thanks, Kevin.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.